Blog Talk Radio. This is a radio station of the SBC Radio Network. The music of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to KDTN Blog Talk Radio's Music and Review. And I'm your host, Kenny Smith, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening to us. Today is kind of unique. If you haven't heard, I'm sure you will over the next couple of days. Our parent company, SDC Omnimedia Group's digital radio networks, which basically owns our company and owns this company too, and this brand. We're in a digital war with a European company called PromoBuzz and AirPlayBuzz, I think that's the name of the company. But anyway, PromoBuzz is their main company. So anyway, here's the gist of the fight. PromoBuzz is a big European company. They're big. We're not going to tell no story about that. And they basically cover Africa and everything in Europe. Germany, France, England. But primarily, they're Germany, France, Africa, okay, and some of the Ukrainian-type countries, you know, Russia, and things like that. And they do a very good job. But they have had a problem over the years promoting their music in the United States. So, our parent company, SDC Omnimedia Group, cut a deal with them and got an accreditation to represent their music here in the United States. Now, PromoBuzz, over the past month or two, has been sending our parent company, between 20 and 30 new artists every day. All right? Out of the theater. And that's a real small number, I mean, when you think about it. But if you add that number up in a week, or in a month, or in several months, you're talking a lot of artists, right? A lot of artists. Now, here's the issue. SDC, we have to send out a reply to each artist product that we receive and that we accept to put into the distribution channel. Well, SDC Digital decided that, hey guys, we have an issue here with your promotion kit. We need to have the names of the songwriters, the music publishers, you know, for each song that you submit within the package. You know, some of the artists submit one song. Some submit 12 songs. Okay, that's extreme. From 1 to 12, 1 to 15, sometimes 1 to 20. And it's up to us to pick out, you know, other than the one song, we have an arrange to pick out maybe two or three of the other best songs and break them up into our different markets. So you have one artist with probably three different songs playing in totally three different markets. It does three different things. But that's how it's done. All right? Okay, so let's not argue about semantics right about now. So anyway, in our acceptance letter back to the artist, SDC Digital said, hey guys, while you're doing that, we would like to receive a disc from you, a hard copy, you know, because it will list the writers and the publishing. You know, if PromoBuzz didn't want to put this information within the package. Well, PromoBuzz got upset. You know, they basically started calling our answer back to the artist as spam, and they threatened to pull our accreditation. Okay? Now, okay. you know, so you're swinging a big stick at us. You're going to threaten us to pull the accreditation on your artists and your music into our country, right? We're the big cheese here, not you guys. All right? We could care less if our music play in Africa or even Germany or any place else. We're the big cheese. Everybody goes here to buy music. I mean, as an artist myself, I've had number one records in Latvia and in Sweden. Hey, 60,000 records is the number one song. All right, give me a break. In the United States, a number one record here sells, what, 600,000-700,000 copies, 1 million copies, and you're number one? Do the math. Do the math. You know, doesn't take a rocket scientist to find out where the money's at in the United States of America. Nowhere else on the planet. Nowhere else. So, PromoBuzz basically wants to be high on their horse, and they want to give us a hard time. Now, we've only been in this business over 60 years. These little whippersnappers have only been in business just a handful of years, and they think they're really tough, and they really know the market, and they really know what to do. Wrong answer. Okay? We're the big cheese in the business, not these guys. All right? They need us. We do not need them at all. Okay? And furthermore, we have representation, and we represent the biggest artists, digital submitters in the world. You know, these guys are just one flick of sand on the beach. Now, we're just a flick of sand on the beach, too. I mean, let's call it what it is. We're not big, big. You know, we're not a rock. Well, kinda. But we're not a pebble either. And yeah, we possum can be a grain of sand. I mean, but when you step out on the beach, a beautiful sunshiny day, and you're looking over the sandy beach of all these digital providers, and you get a glint in your eye, the sun crackles off something in the sand, and you walk over, you got it, over to this glittering spot, and you reach down and you scoop up this handful of sand to figure out what this little glint is, and you push it all away, and that's us. Looks like a diamond in the sand, a diamond in the rough, and you're going, wow, it's tiny. You go, yeah, but it caught my eye. Okay, we're no bigger, no better than anybody else out here in this digital madness. Now, why are we arguing so hard about digital distribution? What's the big thing about it? Well, as you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, digital distribution exploded with the release of Dolly Parton when she did her first digital album, all digital, you know, very few copies. And this woman had a download of something like about 7 or 8 million downloads at 99 cents a piece. Do the math. And when people found out that you could release a digital record without ever pressing it, man, the business lights went on. The whole scheme of things changed in a flash of an eye. Quickly. You realize, like, my goodness, we don't need the press send out CDs or records anywhere to anybody else. You can do a total digital download. And then my company, who've been doing this from vinyl to cassettes from the 50s all the way up to now, you know, in the digital, leading the digital revolution and digital promotion and distribution, you wonder, like, how the heck did we get to this point? Well, one of the bands that we used to represent years ago was called Veronica. And typical group out of North Hollywood. Okay? Average band. Well, they released their first record on iTunes, and in 24 hours, they sold 1 million singles at 99 cents apiece. Just a single. The album followed up, and they sold probably about 200,000 downloads of the album at about $9 a click. Do the math. Well, these guys these days bought homes, bought cars, got the kids, and they retired. They quit. They only went on the road for a little bit. They didn't want to hang out there that long. So, the American music business is built on nickels and dimes. The fight with America is that, for instance, on American Idol and on The Voice and most of these shows, the votes are tabulated by iTunes. They use iTunes as the number one downloading site. Of course, there's CD Baby, Host Baby. I mean, they run a rampant. Last.fm. Okay? They run a gambit. But you pick out one site that you're going to use to basically be your store. And everybody generally picks iTunes. Now, like I said, with American Idol, you know, for instance, when they do a vote tabulation, they do it on iTunes. So the guy that's going to get cut, or the girl that's going to get cut this week, she gets cut because her song didn't sell too well. She only sold 350,000 downloads, hypothetically. And she was at the bottom of the rung at 99 cents a download. She loses and goes home. Okay? Do the math. So with your head hung down, you walk out with $350,000 in your pocket. Okay? So, we're arguing about downloads. We're arguing about digital distribution. They're arguing about why Promo Buzz has got pulled from our distribution system. Because they're arguing with us. Like I say, we're the big cheese. Now, here's another hypothetical, for instance. Two bulls at the top of the hill, and I'm pretty sure you heard this one, looking down the hill on a herd of cows. The young bull, which I'll make that promo, bud, and the old bull, SDC Digital, which is us. And the young bull says to the old bull, "Let's run down, make love to all the cows." You know, and he's jumping around. He's all bright and all ready to go. The old bull turned to the young bull and say, "Why don't we just walk down and make love to them all?" So that's how basically it works, all right? But in this case, we're the big cheese here in the United States. We have the weighted radio station. Now, like I told you earlier, hey, nobody's going to listen to us just because they got a record on our distribution playlist. We're not that big. We're not that powerful. And if you're an artist and you have to sit down and you have to turn the radio down to listen to us, you're an idiot. This is about game of numbers. We have low numbers. We probably get a very few people that sit down and really listen to what goes on. station. This is Kenny Smith. Thanks for listening.